Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of The Social Diaries, where we not only talk about becoming, but nurturing the lifestyle of self-improvement, self-growth, and self-mastery. So to start off the episode, I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I did not do the 5 a.m. wake up. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I did not do it. I can tell y'all a million and one reasons, excuses for it, but they're all going to be excuses. So we're not even going to get too much into those, but I did not do it. The headliner I can say that goes under all the excuses can honestly just me is just me not preparing for it. I definitely could say that, and me just not taking it seriously, because I do know now my life is very much so in preparation. I have to prepare what time I wake up, which means I prepare what time I go to sleep, which means I prepare what time I, you get what I'm saying, go to the gym and vice versa. And I was not doing that, and that was just a kind of inclination for me in the back of my head, like, girl, you ain't really doing this. But I feel like the root of it is fear, and the root of it is a little bit of confusion. But like I've also said on previous episodes, you don't need to know why you're doing everything. Like, everything is not going to necessarily need a why, and I need to train my mind more so on that, because I have acknowledged that, but my mind isn't really believing it yet. Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, you first learn something, you kind of have an idea of it, but if somebody asks you to explain it, you can't really explain it, but you kind of know what it means. That's how I feel. That's where I'm at. Like, I know it's a good thing. I know it makes sense, but I'm still in the process of getting my mind to, you know, understand that. So it's all excuses. I say all that to say it's not really the thing that I can say, oh, this is the reason why. This is why everybody should believe me. But this upcoming week, I am going to try to implement it, but you guys, I'm going to be honest, I am going back home for a few days. It's my grandmother's birthday and it's my best friend's birthday, so I am going back home for a few days, and that's already going to be a hectic kind of thing, just being in a house with multiple people, and then I'm also not going to have my car, so that's another thing too that I feel like it's going to be a little bit difficult for me to wake up at 5 a.m., but I'm also realizing I need to burn the bridge. I need to burn the boat. I recently was listening to a podcast, and one of the guest speakers was talking about that. And she basically said an analogy of, like, you need to burn the bridge that got you to the island where you're at. So wherever you are at in life, there are things that possibly have aided in you getting there. There possibly are things that are keeping you there. But if you're ready for new, you need to burn the bridge in which brought you there, and or the boat or whatever brought you there, because as long as it's there, you're always going to use it as a way to go back. And I realized that about myself, even with the 5 a.m. waking up and things like that, I have set up things in my life where it's like, if I don't want to do them, if I don't want to do them, I don't necessarily have to do them, and I possibly won't do them. And that's honestly most of my life, which is, I feel like, which makes it very hard for me to start new things, for the simple fact that I'm the dictator of everything in my life. From the time I wake up, to the time I go to sleep, to the time I use the bathroom, to the time I eat lunch, I'm the dictator of everything in my life. So it's easy for me to adjust things or say, oh, I'll do this at this time. And you know what I'm saying? Give myself a certain amount of wiggle room to do things, which ultimately a lot of times is the reason why things don't get done, because I give myself too much quote unquote wiggle room, contrary to if I was, you know, to have more of a traditional job or work a 9-to-5 or have more responsibilities that were outside of me that took up my time, I wouldn't be as so flexible in doing things and adjusting things and not doing things. I hope that made sense, because I know that was kind of a lot, but I just realized, like, I need to get rid of the bridge and figure out what is the bridge and or the boat and or whatever that is keeping you comfortable or that will allow you to not have consequence. And I talked about it on a previous episode closer to the beginning of the year, talking about how, you know, we're motivated by consequences and we do a lot of things because we don't want the consequence of it, such as going to work, you know, pays your bills, make sure, you know, you have somewhere to live. Going to school, you go to school so you can possibly get a better job. You get a better job, you can make more money. A lot of things have consequences to them, right? If we don't do them, kind of like going to class. You know, if you don't go to class, you're going to not pass the class. If you don't pass the class, you're not going to graduate. And so I'm realizing I need to be like that with things, because that thing, if something does not have a direct consequence to it, then you're giving yourself the opportunity to not do it. And if you give yourself the opportunity not to do it, you're probably not going to do it, first and foremost. And so I'm realizing, like, I need to put things in place in which if I don't do them, there's going to be a consequence. And we know one of the consequences that hit us the most is our bank account. Like, I need to do things in which that if I don't either get on a bandwagon or get things moving or get things, you get what I'm saying, on a roll quickly, I'm going to be affected financially. And I know that's one thing that motivates me when I don't have money. So one of the things that I'm doing is creating a life for myself in which even so is kind of like I said before, there's a bridge, there's a boat, whatever analogy you want to use that brings you somewhere, right? And I've been kind of looking at it in a sense of it brings you to a new place, i.e. a new standard. So even for me, I am someone who, I don't be getting my hair done like that. If y'all really want me to be honest, I don't get my hair done like that. Why? Because I've been working from home for 4 years. Yes, I do create content, so people do see me, but I always be wearing hats and stuff like that. Another thing is too, I used to kind of get my lashes done, but then I stopped getting my lashes done. And then if my lashes not done, my hair not done, why would my nails be done? So my nails be looking horrible, not just because they're not done, but also because I'm a nail biter. I am a lifelong nail biter. So my nails be looking like nubs. It's not cute. It's not whatever. Now, a big reason why I don't get a lot of these services done is because they're a lot of money. Like keeping up your hair, keeping up your nails, keeping up your lashes, it is a lot. And so it was a thing of me just being like, okay, well, I could just wear a hat. Okay, well, I could just wear press-on nails. Now, for some girls, the TikTok viral press-on nails did work for them. For me, they personally don't work. And I'm pretty sure it's because I do bite my nails, so it's not that much surface area for the nail to actually, you know, like last on and to stay on. So I say that to say they don't last for me. So I be looking crazy out here. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I do be looking crazy out here. And I realized I had to build myself a new boat and then burn that boat. So even for this specific example, it actually kind of manifested itself for me. And I realized it's one of the things that I needed to change is because one of my friends, who's a guy, he sent me a screenshot of, I had created this UGC video for this one company, and he sent me a screenshot of it. It came up on his For You page. Mind you, when I do UGC, I create it for the company. They can do whatever they want with the video. That's cool. That's fine. He screenshotted it and sent it to me. And the video was actually kind of going viral. Like, not viral, but like it had a good amount of shares. It had a good amount of views, comments, all this other stuff, likes. And I'm just like, you're lying. I was so like pissed. Not because he saw the video, but because my hair looked a mess in that video. I knew it did. But like, I be doing UGC and I be thinking nobody gonna see this stuff, especially for certain brands. I'm like, I don't know nobody that shops with this brand. I don't know nobody that, you get what I'm saying, this brand makes sense for. So there have been times, yes, where my hair did not look up to par, I would say. Not horrible, but definitely not up to par. And I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna create this video real quick because a brand gives you a certain amount of time to make the video and you have to send it in. Cool. When I tell y'all, I was so embarrassed because the video, I'm like, who else saw this video? Look at my hair. And I was like, you know what? I can't live like this no more. And I know some people are like, really, that's what changed it for you? That's what clicked it for you? To each his own. Okay. To each his own. But I was just like, you know what? I need to create a standard for myself in a way of stop telling myself, oh yeah, well, money tight right now, so I can't get my hair done. Well, tight right now, I can't get my nails done. Oh no, what I need to do is put myself in a position that I already booked these appointments, I'm already getting my hair done, I'm already keeping my nails done, whatever the case may be, and I have to create a life for myself in which I can afford this thing. Because if I keep sitting around here waiting for the right time to get my hair done and the right time to get my nails done, there's never going to be a time. So what do I have to do? Put myself on that island and burn the boat. So it's like, I'm already getting these expenses done. I'm already paying for this. I have to start figuring out new ways of income to pay for this. Because like I said, we're motivated by consequence. A consequence of me not making more money to pay for these services is the consequence of me not having enough money in my bank account to do what I got to do. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not too uppity now that I would be like, bills, you know what I'm saying? Do I want to keep my lights on or do I want to get my hair? Do I want to keep my lights on? Or do I want to get my nails done? I'm not that uppity. And I highly doubt I personally would let it get that close to each other. But I also know that I know how much it's going to cost for me to keep these expenses up. So I'm going to have to create something, because it's going to be very uncomfortable for me pretty soon if I don't supplement these expenses for a new income, if that makes any sense. And I know for some people that might like sound like a superficial kind of analogy or whatever that I'm using, but I realized that even with like waking up at 5 a.m., I'm waking up at 5 a.m. just trying to go to the gym. The gym is, I don't have a trainer or nothing. You get what I'm saying? The gym is just something that I am forcing myself to go to. So then I was like, you know what I need to start doing again? Booking these 6 in the morning, 6:30 workout appointments for Pilates or bar or yoga, whatever the case may be. So I have to wake up by a certain time because I have to get to this appointment. Because if I don't get to this appointment, I'm not only going to have to pay for the class, but I'm going to have to also pay a late fee or a miss fee. So it's like creating a life around my consequences, because that's what life is. Like, if you really think about it, the reason why individuals, you get what I'm saying, are not stealing from the store is not because everybody is amazing, law-abiding citizen. No, people, for the most, I mean, people do, of course, steal, but like people don't just walk into the store in mass numbers and steal. Why? Because the consequence is going to jail. Like, we live in a world that is based around consequences. But when it comes to us implementing new habits or implementing new things, I feel like we don't give ourselves enough consequence, or we give ourselves too many hypothetical consequences. A consequence of something like, oh, well, you know, if I don't go to the gym, my body won't look right. If I don't make this business, I'm not going to make more money. The consequence that you're giving yourself is the life that you live now. That's not really a consequence. Like, I realize that about myself too. Like, that's not really a consequence. It's easy to dream up a good life. It's easy to dream up a better life, right? A life of not doing certain things and a life of not having certain responsibilities. That I think that's the bare minimum for a lot of people. What people will realize, like, a lot of things that you wish not to have, the things you wish not to deal with, if you got to the life that you really want to get to, those things would be so minute. Like, I see it every other week. Elon Musk lost $900 million in stocks and da 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 da. I just be sitting here like, if somebody take $20 from me, it's going to be a problem. And these people be losing $1 million in a day in stocks and all these other things. And you know they have to keep going. They can't sit over here and cry milk. They can't sit over here and be like, I lost this money, I'm mad. They got to figure out a way to get it. But then I also think about it in the flip side, that these people have so much money that they could lose that amount of money. Like, the fact that you have that much money, you could even lose $1 million, $10 million, $500 million. That's what you lost? God damn. So I often think about that now with the things that I quote unquote wish out of and I worry about. And you get what I'm saying? I'd be like, a lot of this stuff is very minute compared to the things that I may have to go through, or I will have to go through if I operate on a higher frequency, if I operate on a higher level. But I don't know. I just felt like that was just something that was just on my mind lately. Like, I need to create a life for myself in which there is no other option. No. But there is option. Let me rephrase that. I say that to say you do always have options, but the other option would be a consequence, and not one that I can think up in my head. No, a tangible one, a one that I'm literally going to feel that money get taken out. I'm going to see something being removed. I think that's the kind of mindset I've been in now and the kind of direction I've been trying to go in now, because I just feel like it makes no sense to sit here and dream about a life and dream about all these other things. But it's like, that's all it is. Like, I realized that about myself too. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still a big advocate of life scripting and all these other things and journaling and, you know, writing down your dream life. But at the same time, like, I think sometimes we put ourselves too much in the future and we only feel like the future us can be tainted, if that makes any sense. Like, oh, well, my body's gonna look like this, so I don't want my body to look like that, and my body gonna da da da. But we never worry about the now. We always feel like what we're going through now is so bad and what we're going through now is so horrible that there's nothing worse. So even putting the idea in my mind, like, no, it could be worse, you could have, you got $5 $5 in your account, you could have two. Like, putting that in my mindset. And we're going to try it out. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, this worked and it was so great, because I'm still in the beginning phase of implementing these things and figuring out exactly, you know, what things do I need to implement to give myself consequence. But at the same time, I'm realizing, like, I do think that too much. I do think that, oh my gosh, it couldn't get worse. And I do often feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dealing with the bottom of the barrel and I'm dealing with all these things. And not saying I'm not dealing with anything, but at the same time, it's like, stop always thinking life could get better. Like, you know, life could get worse, right? And so I feel like life has its ups and its downs, but depending on how high you are really depends on your average down, in my opinion. Like, you're always going to have ups or downs, but if you're operating on one level and you're comfortable at that level, then it's kind of like your downs are going to be really, really down. I want now, me to look back now at the life I'm living now, today, and being like, wow, and I was really okay living like that? All right, more power to me, because I could not do that now. Like, that's how I want to, you get what I'm saying, look back at things. But I'm realizing I need to put consequences in play. Consequences have been the thing that has kept this life of mine going. Like, the consequence of me not going back to class when I was even in elementary school would be them calling my mom. So it's like, there's always some kind of consequence. There's always some kind of thing that's keeping us going. And I feel like we need to have that same approach when it comes to things that we want to do on our own merit that will help us, not just going to school or having a job, or, you get what I'm saying, anything that we were quote unquote asked to do by society. Like, the things that you want to do to improve your life, give yourself a consequence, a direct consequence. Like I told you, money works great, because nobody wants to lose no money. But you know what you care about the most. You know what fuels you the most. You know, you know what I'm saying, what you love the most. So put things in place that if you do not do what you need to do, there's a direct consequence every single time. Not just, oh, if you miss one day out of the week. No, every single time you do what you're not supposed to do, or you don't do what you're supposed to do, there is a consequence. And I feel like that will ultimately help me. So I don't know. I thought about it like that, but it's like, burn the bridge, burn the boat, whatever the key, whatever analogy you want to use, burn it. Like, do not give yourself an option to go back, because you're always going to go back. Do not convince yourself, well, I might not. You're going to go back. Eventually, you're going to go back. But if you don't have nothing to go back to, if you made that step, or you did that thing that, you know, once I do this, or I post this, or I did that, there's no going back. Do that thing, because that's the first step. And then put things in place that you can't even go back, because it might hurt you even more if you try to go back than if you go forward. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great one. Thank you.